When the rain stopped, Brian left school wondering who he should talk to first. Suddenly, he heard someone calling him.
Brian! Hey, Brian! Hi, man. How are you doing? Did you come by canoe down the river to school?
What's up, Marta? Yes, I had to. How about you? How did you get to town?
I came with my dad to do some errands, and I saw you there at school. But since you were alone, I pretended I didn't see you.
There were no classes, but just because I was asking nonsense, they even gave me an extra assignment.
And what do you have to do?
Well, I have to talk to townspeople and ask them how climate change has affected them.
What's that climate change stuff?
Well, I don't know exactly what it is, but the teacher told me that's why it rains more than before and it's hotter. He also said it's because of that. The reefs are dying and my dad can't catch any fish. Supposedly, when I speak to people, I will understand better what it is.
Well, if you want, I'll go with you. I still have nothing to do.
Brian and Marta began their town tour, wondering who they should interview first. Then they saw Mr. Oscar, who was delivering vegetables to a store.
Mr. Oscar, how's it going?
What's going on, Brian? How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. Listen, I wanted to see if I can talk to you. I want to ask if you have seen changes in the weather and if that has affected your vegetable sales.
Well, the situation has been difficult. Between rains and droughts, it's very difficult to grow crops and produce enough to make a profit.
Would you say this is because of climate change?
Well, I don't know what climate change is, but I can tell you that in all my years, I've seen that there has been a change. A few months ago, I planted some vegetables, and nothing grew because there was no rain. The heat has caused crops to become scarce, and now, due to heavy rains, I had to do an emergency harvest because much of the vegetables rotted. Some time ago, one knew exactly what to sow when the rains began, but now it doesn't rain for months, then it rains for a week, and it stops raining for another long time. In short, we are messed up.
Brian and Marta said goodbye to Mr. Oscar. Both were concerned, realizing that climate change did not only affect fishing, it also affected agriculture, and that it would surely impact other people in town. They kept on walking for some time, thinking who else they should talk to.